702.
The Friday Mix. Food.
It's 17 minutes past one. We're doing things differently this time, and we're profiling the Hartywood Food and Film Night Market, and it's happening at Prattville. So joining me in studio is Paul Kruger, filmmaker, and he's the one behind Prattville, not just the film, but also this particular very unique location at Hartbeespoort. And alongside him is Dr. Tracy Nelwamondo. And Tracy makes delicious baobab and marula products. You're going to be blown away when we talk about some of the items they've brought with them. We'll be sharing pictures in a short while. But hello, good afternoon to both of you.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Thanks for having us, Azania.
So how many years has Hartywood been going for now?
This is our fourth year.
No, you keep going from strength to strength, and it's an experience, isn't it?
Yeah. So the first 2 years was at the French Toast film set.
Yeah.
And then we decided to move it to the other film set, which is called Prattville, which is a little town, a complete town which we've built for a movie.
Yes.
It's got a diner and a police station and a city hall and a jail. And we decided to do it in the evening to give the people the opportunity to visit this little town in the evening with all these stall holders.
Gosh, so you built it especially for Prattville, the film.
Yes.
And now it's the home for the market.
And the rest of the year,
what happens?
So what happens is we open every weekend, Saturdays, Sundays, and during the week we closed for either maintenance or shooting music videos or other films. Or,
so it's still a working set.
I don't know if you're Mikasa, you know him? Yeah, he did one of his music videos there not too long ago.
Yeah. All right, so Paul, fantastic. You have also curated the films that will be shown, and there's something quite special and unique about the film experience, which is part of this festival.
So what happened a few years ago, obviously the film, 16mm film and 35mm film was replaced by digital films, and we decided to revive these films. So we've managed to get a few old movies from the 1960s, it's Afrikaans movies.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to show them in our little bioscope, our theater. And you've got the 16mm projector next to you where you sit and it goes clack, 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 clack. That makes a noise. And then the film will most probably burn somewhere along the line. And then you'll quickly fix it while you have a gin and tonic somewhere.
Yes.
And then we'll quickly fix it. And then on the outside, we've erected a massive big screen. It's about 12 meters long and 5 meters high, where we're going to show Charlie Chaplin silent movies.
Yeah.
And that's been quite a success last year as well.
Okay.
So we put up a number of chairs there.
Mm-hmm.
And then about 7, 8, 9 meters away from this big, big screen right in front of you. And you see it life, larger than life, Charlie Chaplin.
Yeah.
From the 1915-16 Charlie Chaplin movies. I don't think anywhere in South Africa, or especially tomorrow night, you're going to watch Charlie Chaplin under the stars, and that in Hartbeespoort, of all places.
Right, so there's music and movies, and then, of course, there is food all happening on this particular set. So there are fabulous food stalls that always make their way to Hartywood Food and Film Night Market. And one of the food stall owners is here with us, and that's Dr. Tracy Nelwamondo. So Tracy, your story is so interesting because we have a couple of things here from some of the other stalls, and we'll come back to Paul about those. But I want to talk about the things that you brought that you'll be selling and sharing at your stall. And the basis or the main foundation is that they're all from indigenous ingredients.
Exactly.
Superstar ingredients. Superstar indigenous ingredients.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then there's a, hi everyone. So these ingredients, there's something special about them. So these are true indigenous African, ingredients that I have, most of the times been looked down upon.
Mm-hmm.
They've never been given that chance to actually take part of in the dining room table.
Yeah.
And I'm coming in and I'm saying, okay, so you want to be organic, you want to be gluten free, you want to be part of the locavore movement. Let's do that, but let's do that with real African indigenous foods.
Yes.
So what I'm doing is not reinvention. I'm just actually just giving it a modern translation, and then putting in my medical background to just tie it in together to not just give you delicious food,
yes,
but give you delicious healthy food.
Good for you food.
Yes, good for you food. That's tasty. You know, like, have you ever been to like health stores and you've tasted foods and you're like, okay, I just have to eat this because, you know, tell me why she make me better. Yeah. But is it tasty? Because there's nothing. Africa can be tasty. Africa can be sexy. It can be organic. It can be real. Mm. So that's what I'm trying to say.
And you've said it quite powerfully. So let's start with baobab and the things that you've created out of the baobab powder. I was telling you my story that I bought baobab seeds.
Yeah.
And I was so determined because I know that it's high in vitamin C.
It's amazing.
It's a great source of vitamin C. And I put them in the blender. And my blender got stuck. I literally had to check out my blender because I wanted to add it to my fruit juices, you know. So there's a learning that some of us have to do, learning process, an education that we have to acquire about this particular fruit. So you have the powder. You work with the powder.
So I work with the powder. First, I get the pods as they are from a community in Venda. It's a group of fantastic women who actually earn an income from collecting the seeds. They're wild harvested, which means that they get to retain all the goodness because they're not farmed.
Yeah.
We crack them open and then we use your traditional pestle and mortar. That's why it's actually the sign on our packaging.
Yes.
To actually extract the powder.
Your brand is what?
Modern traditions. Yes.
Modern traditions.
So that's the packaging. And then basically what we do is we're trying to retain all the nutrition. Because remember, our ancestors were brilliant. They actually knew how to process food and how to process food for nutrition.
Yeah.
So once you have the powder, which is this, you can put in your smoothies. You can put in your tea. It makes tea taste like lemon tea.
Oh,
yeah.
And tea.
Yeah. Remember the vitamin C?
Yes.
Lemons. So it's vitamin C is in the citrus family. Mm-hmm. So it actually gives it that beautiful tang at the end, which is quite pleasant.
What else can you add it to?
You can put it in water. That's what I do because it's easier. I always get my baobab in 2 teaspoons always. And then you can come and have the modern traditions ice cream. That's where it's, yes.
Absolutely. Didn't you say so?
Yeah, I enjoyed your ice cream.
Yeah.
So creamy. So what was in there?
So but the ice cream is a dairy-free, yes. Yeah. So it's a dairy-free ice cream made from marula nuts, which is one of the other African indigenous champions.
Mm-hmm.
So basically we use the nut. We make a nut milk like you would almond milk or cashew milk or whatever. So see, Africa can be trendy.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Who'd have thought? I mean, I've sat on marula fruit and discarded that nut.
Yeah. So each time you actually suck on the marula fruit, there's a nut in it. But it takes skill to extract it, hey? Thank you to the beautiful women in Venda who actually do that.
Okay.
Maybe you can offer them free manicures at the end because they need it. So we put in the ice cream as well.
Mm-hmm.
It also goes in our sourdough starter. So we make a sourdough bread. And then that's to give you extra fiber.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the baobab goes as well. But then if you have it at home, put in your oats, put in your granola, works beautifully in smoothies. If you have it in smoothies, you actually will never have your smoothies without baobab ever.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's the thing.
So now we were talking about the marula and tell me about the marula butter.
Butter, yes.
It was reminiscent of peanut butter. If you love peanut butter, you're going to love this.
Yes.
So you use the nut.
So we do a lot with the nut. It's quite amazing. It's inspiring as well. So what we do is we roast the nut and we make a nut butter.
Mm-hmm.
It tastes amazing.
It's amazing.
So you can put it in bread. You can put it in your
smoothies.
It
looks great the way you've jarred it.
Exactly.
The oils that come out of it. Flavors. It was really delicious.
It's quite amazing. Yeah. And then it's also a slow roast. So we actually, because remember when you're roasting something, you need to take your time with it.
Yeah.
So it's a slow, gentle roast.
Uh-huh.
It takes my ladies about a day to roast a batch.
Yeah.
But we do it with love. And then we just cream it. And then, it's actually one of my favorite things. I eat it from the jar. Don't judge.
Just
me.
Like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's straight from the jar. Peanut butter, like, yeah. Just scoop it out.
And it's actually my son's favorite thing because that's the other thing that inspired me to do this. I needed, because I've always had a problem with obesity. So I wanted my boy to grow up and have a life where he doesn't have to struggle every single day with the epidemic that's obesity in the country. So I want him to eat real good food. And then he inspires my creation each time because I'm like, okay, Malibongo wants butter. What are we supposed to do?
So one other ingredient I think that surprised all of us in the room was the leaves from the blackjack. That plant that we call blackjack. You walk through the felt and the poor plant, it's got so many medicinal properties. It's amazing. Any healer will tell you that.
It's amazing.
That it's got medicinal properties. But the thing is, because the blackjack stick to your clothes, we've seen it as just a nuisance. Yes, and meanwhile, it grows wild and it's got so many other benefits.
Yes. It's actually one of the most fiber-packed leafy greens ever.
So this is
why we actually call ourselves modern traditions, because we, everything that we're doing is just an interpretation of what our ancestors used to do. My ancestors used to eat mukusure. That's how they used to, eat blackjack, or they eat it fresh. So I was like, okay, so what else can we do with this? So we powdered it and used it as a flour. In the best tasting cookies you'll ever have.
They're like digestive cookies, so they're quite dense. They're quite dense, but you can tell you're having something good. You
can
for
tell,
you.
And you actually won't have a lot of them, so it's quite a nice fix.
It's going to fill you for a while. Now, I quickly want us to get to the muffins as well as the oils, and then we've got a couple of other things here that are fantastic treats from some of the other stalls that will be there, from macaroons to what did we call that thing, Paul? The black fox scuffing.
Oh, the scuffing. Yes. So on the night, we'll have a lot of scuffings, and I'll show you how the scuffing works. You've got gin in the packet.
Yeah.
You've got a tonic, and then you've got your garnish. We've got lemon and rosemary.
On the go.
It's a cute little package. And then we've also got some lollies from Lolly League. So this is lollies for the whole family. And why I say that is you've got apple cinnamon, and then you've got a gin and tonic lolly. So you mustn't get the labels incorrect.
Just don't give the kids the gin and tonic one.
And then we've got some to drink, some mampur. Tracy, have you had mampur today? let me open this for you, Tracy. Have a smell.
I might get drunk. I'm driving.
Just smell.
Oh, wow. That's strong. Yes.
So it's 150% alcohol,
so how do you
isn't
drink
it?
That?
Just as a.
Neat. As any, I'm not joking.
You can be glad it wasn't 100%. We just made it up.
So that's what, 50%?
That's only 50%.
So it'll be sold on the day as well, along with a whole host of other things. Craft beer, locally distilled botanical-infused gin and tonics. This one's great to support local, of course. Mampur, there'll be a lot of cocktails and Cape wines. But one of my favorite things has to be tostatos. Breadsticks with olives.
Yeah, it's all organic.
This is one of the best breads I've ever had. Delicious. Yeah.
No, they actually do quite nice products, tostatos.
Mm-hmm.
And then what have we got still? There's biltong from Piccadilly.
Yes.
Which has got yellow fat, Tracy. And it's not healthy. Or maybe
it
it's healthy.
Depends,
help me.
It actually depends. There's actually a lot of research done on saturated fats, which is what animal fat is.
Yeah.
And it would be quite interesting for one to actually just go in and read about it, what the articles say, because it might actually not be what you think.
In terms of
well-raised, pasteurized.
Okay, so
fat.
Dr. Tracy has said yellow fat is good for you.
Listen, we need to wrap up, but we'll wrap up after the headlines, and we need to take headlines because it's 29 minutes to 2. There's still so much. I'm holding what looks like a deadly chili sauce. It looks so deadly. 702.
The Friday Mix. Food.
It's 27 minutes to 2 o'clock, and we're wrapping up our conversation with the team from Hartywood Food and Film Night Market. And we'll give you details about when it's happening. Gosh, there is just so much to explore, from great food sources to great desserts. People like Tostato will be there with I'm probably going to say this wrong, but it's a Portuguese dessert. How do you say it, Jonathan? Pastel de nata. It's like a custard tart. Yeah. Yes. So that's also there. There are rusks. There's biltong. Organic firelighters, which is, I've never seen this before, but I'm going to try it this weekend. And then they're great treats as well, from Prue Leith. There's the pecan butter crunch and a couple of other desserts. So you're going to spoil yourself. There's just so much to explore. There's film and a whole number of entertainment acts that are there as well. So quickly tell me about the oil.
Oh, so this is the marula oil. Yeah. So basically it's the same nut, the digogo. So we cold press the nut, and then we just put it in the jars with nothing added, no scents or anything. Mm. It's amazing on your skin. The reason why is it has omega 9 fatty acids, which the human body also makes. So it assimilates quite beautifully on your wow. skin and forms like a non greasy layer.
Yes, I tried it on my hand.
Yeah, it's quite a delicacy. Mm. And then, it's an old moisturizer. You can put on your hair as well. You can put on your skin. It removes makeup. It removes makeup. You can put it, under your makeup as well as a moisturizer and the rest of your body as well. I just use it for the, it's my moisturizer and, and it's quick and go and. I don't have to stress about it. Yeah.
And great muffins as well. Those muffins are made from surprise ingredients. They're made from sorghum.
So sorghum, there's millet in there. Oh, the other thing that I didn't mention is sorghum.
Made the fluffiest chocolate muffins.
And then the secret is the amaranth, tepe. The amaranth leaves. That's where. So you'll actually notice it's more in most of our things. I try to sneak in vegetables, and that's the mother in me speaking. Because I have a 2.5-year-old, so I always need to make sure that the vegetables are in. But then that will never compromise the taste. Because remember, I told you about delicious, healthy food.
Yes.
Emphasis on delicious.
All right. So you're not the only one there, but people can come through and experience your brand, Dr. Tracy Nelwamondo, as well as all these other stores that will be available at the Hartywood Food and Film Night Market. So, Paul, when is it happening and how much is it going to cost us?
It is going to happen tomorrow.
Yeah.
The market starts at 1700 hours, which is 5 o'clock. Until about 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we can maybe push it till 10:30 then, but otherwise 10 o'clock. and it's 60 rand for adults and 30 rand for kids. And it includes the movies as well as the music entertainment. So we've got a few street musicians on the night that will be playing the accordion and the violin and and all kinds of instruments.
And also come ready.
No, don't come ready. Just bring your money.
Yeah, that's it. I was saying come ready to spend.
We need your money.
And then we will be able, so Tracy, I'll supply the people with all the beverages, the Mampura and the gin and tonic on the go and the scuffing, and you just apply the oil.
I think I should get the vibe up to detox because you would need a proper detox.
The day after.
Yeah, the day after.
Just to like
so that's where your body oil comes in for a good body massage.
Guys, thank you so, so much. This was really delightful. I've loved this. I think there's something so unique in the kind of wares that people are making, the things that people are developing in our country. And this is a great way to give them exposure. What's the website and how do we get a hold of some of your
stores? The website is actually very simple. It's www.hartywoodfoodandfilmshow. Mm-hmm. You can just Google it and it will take you directly to the website where most of the stallholders' details will be on.
Okay.
We even have Papa Marojo on the night.
Yes, yes, I see that. That's when that's going to be done by Pasina Munai.
Yeah.
And for you, Tracy?
My contacts. So I'm found at We Are Modern Traditions on Instagram. And my email address is tracy.racy.01@me.com. And you can contact us on 082-0555.
Don't remember numbers.
No, so, we do. I remember numbers. No, when did you stop remembering numbers?
Take my number.
Thank you so
much. Oh, yes, you can take my. What if somebody wants to call me? Azania, why are you sending away of my future?
They'll email us. Enjoy it. Enjoy it tomorrow night.
Thank you.
That was fantastic. So that's Hartywood Food and Film Night Market happening at Prattville. At Hardee's, and that's tomorrow, 5 p.m. till about 10:30 p.m. It's for the whole family, by the way.
Woo-hoo.